السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله يقول الله جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدًا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم منها أجمعين أما بعد. Dear brothers and sisters, throughout the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about His ayat, His signs in the creation, for the purpose of us reflecting. And among these many signs of Allah in creation is the alternation between day and night into day, and the alternation between the seasons of the year. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this sign of alternation and tells us, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ خِلْفَةً لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. He tells us that it is He who made the night and the day to follow each other for those who wish to recall or remember, and for those who wish to express gratitude. Dear brothers and sisters, last week we were speaking about New Year's resolutions, and we mentioned how human beings are not separate from nature. And though human beings are increasingly distant from nature, and many human beings behave as if they are separate from nature, we do not escape the patterns of nature. We are subject to the seasonal patterns and changes in this world. Night follows day, and day follows night. Spring and summer follow the winter, and the fall and winter follow the summer. Allah Ta'ala is telling us in the Quran that these changes in the world are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as signs for those who wish to do one or two things. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. For those who wish to recall or remember, or who wish to show gratitude. The changing seasons of fall into winter, winter into spring, spring into summer, and summer into fall again, are all signs for us to reflect and to recall and to learn from. And they are means of us expressing our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this verse is telling us that every single Muslim has two things they should be doing in the changes of day into night and night into day, and the changes between the seasons. As we enter this winter period, it means we should be doing one or two of these things, or both. To do remembrance and to recall, and to express gratitude. But look very closely at this verse, dear brothers and sisters. Allah Ta'ala mentions the alternation of night into day and says, لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَن يَذَّكَّرَ. For those who wish to recall or remember. But He does not say what they remember or recall. He leaves it open. And this is a pattern we see in the Quran, where Allah Ta'ala mentions this recalling or remembering without specifying what the believer is to recall or remember. Why is this? Why does He leave it open for us? It is because we all have different levels. We all have different experiences. We're all at different places in our journey. That means that you may recall and remember something that someone else is not recalling and remembering. So these signs between the alternation of night into day and day into night, and fall into winter, winter into spring, these are all for us to recall and remember and to express gratitude. So some people in the winter and in the other seasons are going to reflect on the nature of change itself. And through that reflection, looking at the patterns in the cosmos, they reflect and understand that the entire universe is subject to Allah's power, and that it undergoes change by Allah creating that change. And as they reflect in the changes of seasons, they reflect on the fact that this created world is a world of opposites. We have day and we have night. We have summer, we have winter. We have health and sickness, hot and cold, pleasure and pain. This is a world of opposites, of pairs. Some will reflect in this season on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created this season of winter as a period for deeper reflection, as a time for slowing down, as a time of contraction and withdrawal, as a time of conservation, who also created summer as a time of energy and activity and growth. Some people in winter will reflect on the change and look at the whole and discover things about themselves. They reflect on the changes in the seasons and the changes between day into night and night into day, and they realize about themselves that just as the night comes after the day, I will die. I am alive. I'm in the daytime of my life, but I'm getting closer to the nighttime of my life where I leave this world and taste from death. As Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. So as they reflect on the patterns in the cosmos, they see how these patterns reflect in themselves. Just as we come into day, and then there's night after day, we are alive and we come into death. Or they reflect on their life challenges, and they say, just as the bright day comes at the darkest part of the night, good times and relief and ease will come after a time of difficulty. Inna ma'al usri yusra. With difficulty, there comes ease, as Allah Ta'ala tells us. Some people will reflect on the changes in the seasons and think about changes within themselves. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us in this verse that the change between day into night and night into day, and the larger changes of seasons, are means for those who wish to remember, to reflect, to ponder, to think deeply about the greater lessons these changes have for us as believers. These are just some of the things a person can reflect on in the winter. But that's the first thing we do in response. Allah Ta'ala tells us, لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. For the one who wishes to reflect and remember, or the one who wishes to express gratitude. That's the second thing we do in winter and in the other changes in the season. We reflect and remember, and we also express gratitude. It is from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala that He has created this life in a constant stream of changing states, of altering conditions and varying environments. And one of the wisdoms behind the changes of season and from night into day and day into night is that this creates an internal drive in the heart of the believer to worship Allah at certain times over others. If everything was a constant and monotonous daytime, without any fluctuation, without any change, it would be very dim and very stale, and it would not motivate us to connect to our Creator at different times and in different seasons and in different ways that have been taught to us by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. These changes are means of those reflecting, those who wish to reflect, and means of expressing gratitude for those who wish to express gratitude. What's the greatest way we can express gratitude, dear brothers and sisters? The greatest way we can express gratitude is ibadah. It is worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a devoted heart. That is the greatest way you can express gratitude. And Allah Ta'ala tells us this much in the Quran. He tells us that there can be no ibadah without gratitude. He tells us in the Quran, وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. Have gratitude, be thankful to Allah if it is Him indeed that you truly worship. So if you are worshiping Allah, you are expressing gratitude. And if you are expressing gratitude, you are worshiping Allah Ta'ala. Shukr is the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is shukr. How do we express that shukr? Through obedience to Allah Ta'ala, through worshipping Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, through turning to Allah Ta'ala. But let's look at some of the worship of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No one can match his worship. No one can come close to matching his worship, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have the hadith recorded by Imam al-Tirmidhi from Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu anhu. And he tells us that the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prayed so long in the night that his blessed shins were swollen. Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu anhu, he says to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do you take this upon yourself? When Allah Ta'ala has forgiven your past and future sins, in other words, you take this effort upon yourself of standing through the night, even though you are sinless. And then the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained to him that his standing in the night was not for getting sins forgiven, because he's sinless. He said to him, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شُكُورًا. Should I not then be a grateful servant? That was his motivation. His motivation for standing in the night was expressing gratitude. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. He was standing in the night as an expression of shukr. We have another hadith from Hudhayfa ibn Yaman radiyallahu anhu, who tells us about the worship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells us that he once prayed with the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the night. He said that he recited Surah Al-Baqarah, and after reciting Surah Al-Baqarah, he made ruku', he bowed. And his bowing, he said, was as long as his standing. Think about this, dear brothers and sisters. This means, how long does it take to recite Surah Al-Baqarah? For a person reciting it very quickly, it still takes quite a long time. What about the recitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is reciting with tartil and with reflection, and who is interacting with the ayat, seeking refuge in Allah when it's an ayah for seeking refuge, asking Allah when it's an ayah that mentions Jannah. He's interacting with this, and he's reciting Surah Al-Baqarah in the first rak'ah. And then Hudhayfa ibn Yaman says he makes ruku', and the length of the ruku' was the same as the length of standing. Think about that. Then Hudhayfa ibn Yaman says, then he raised his blessed head, and his standing was as long as his bowing. So coming up, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, the second standing was as long as the first standing. And then he said he went into sajda, and his prostration was as long as his standing. Then he raised his blessed head, and the position between the two prostrate way whilst reciting the chapters of Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, and Al-Ma'idah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. This is the worship of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who can compete? Elsewhere in the Quran, in Surah Al-Sharh, Allah Ta'ala says to his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. When you have fulfilled your duty, then strive in devotion. Imagine a worker working really hard, and at the end of the day, the boss says to him, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَارْتَحْ. When you have finished your job, when you finish your duty, go home and relax. But Allah Ta'ala tells his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ. When you have finished your duty in calling humanity to Allah, in guiding the creation of Allah, in tending to their worldly and afterworldly needs, and conveying my way, not go home and relax. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. Strive in devotion to me. This is what he tells his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so he is tiring himself out in devotion to Allah Ta'ala as an expression of gratitude. Now, of course, we can't match that. We cannot match or come close to the ibadah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what season are we in? We are in the season of winter. And the season of winter offers us a chance to taste a very tiny fraction of that ibadah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but only if we take advantage of the season we're in. Al-Hafidh Abu Nu'aym al-Asfahani rahimahullah records in his Hilya with a Hassan chain that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ash-shita rabi'ul mu'min, qasura naharuhu fasam wa tala layluhu faqam." He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that winter is the springtime of the believer. The days are short, so he fasts, and the nights are long, so he stands in prayer. And in another narration recorded by Imam al-Tirmidhi and Ahmad with a Hassan chain, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, "Ash-shita al-ghanimatul barida." Winter time is the cold treasure. How is this season of winter the springtime for the believer? How is this season of winter the cold treasure for the believer? The answer is that it is the springtime for the believer because worshiping Allah Ta'ala has been made easy for us in this season. The days are short and the nights are long. It's easy to fast in the winter time due to the short days, and it is easy to pray a portion of the night before Fajr because the nights are long. In the winter time, you have two things that make ibadah easy and facilitated: long days and short nights. If a believer is fasting in the winter time, they're not so hungry that they're unable to function during the day. And if they pray a little bit in the night before Fajr, because the night is long, they're not so tired that they cannot function during the day. So it has been made easy for us to fast and to pray extra prayers in this time of winter. But that's only if we really value our time, and that's the great challenge. One of the great contemporary scholars, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghuddah rahimahullah, he tells us in his very amazing and powerful book, Qimatul Waqt, The Value of Time, he says, "Time is the substance of life. It is the sphere in which man exists, and it is the citadel of his spirit and his subsistence, for him benefiting himself and benefiting others." Dear brothers and sisters, we do have some extra time in the winter. We have shorter days and longer nights. So that means it is time now to prepare for Ramadan and its fasting, and for Taraweeh and its prayers. So one must make a plan now to make up missed fast, if there are any fasts that have been missed, and to make up missed prayers if any obligatory prayers have been missed. One should not be fasting voluntary fast so long as they have obligatory fast they have to make up. And no one should be praying so many extra nawafil voluntary prayers so long as they have obligatory prayers they have missed in the past. They have to make those up. And for those who do not have any qada, this is the time to prepare for fasting in Ramadan and praying Taraweeh in the nighttime. This is how we get ready for Ramadan, taking advantage of the springtime of the believer this season of winter. May Allah Ta'ala make our winters the spring of our heart, Rabi'a Qulubina, and may He enable us to take advantage of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to plant seeds in the winter that sprout in Ramadan and beyond, and whose fruits we harvest in the hereafter from our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Dear brothers and sisters, we are now in the dead of winter. And in the winter, we avoid the physical cold. We heat our homes, we heat our cars, we wear warm clothing when we go outside, and we make sure to wait a little bit for the water to get warm as we make wudu. We avoid the cold because coldness can be debilitating. We don't like it, particularly in the winter. That is the physical coldness. But there's another form of coldness that's just as debilitating and just as harmful for us. And that is the spiritual coldness. The spiritual coldness is what happens when the heart becomes deadened, when the heart grows insensitive, when the heart succumbs to ghafla, to heedlessness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the heart experiences spiritual coldness, the person becomes indifferent to Allah's commands and prohibitions. Pain does not affect that heart. It's insensitive to the commands of Allah. It is insensitive to the prohibitions of Allah because they have succumbed to spiritual coldness. This spiritual coldness will then lead to many other problems. In a very eloquent and beautiful description of this problem, a Sheikh Muhammad Al-Qandusi rahimahullah, one of the great scholars of North Africa who passed away in 1861, he describes this ailment of spiritual coldness. And he says that the person who is seeking Allah's pleasure must beware of excessive coldness, excessive spiritual coldness, that is. He says, from excessive spiritual coldness comes inactivity. And from inactivity comes halting. And from halting comes absent-mindedness. And from absent-mindedness comes procrastination. From procrastination comes heedlessness, ghafla. And from heedlessness comes laziness, kasr. From laziness comes heaviness of the body and the spirit. And from heaviness of the body and the spirit comes fatigue. And from fatigue comes boredom. And from boredom comes indifference. From indifference comes remoteness. And from remoteness comes being cut off, hirman, being remote and cut off from the rahmah of Allah, wal-iyadu billah. Dear brothers and sisters, with winter worship, whether it's fasting in the short days, or praying a little extra in the long nights, or any other worship you do in this season, with winter worship comes spiritual fruits as well as physical fruits. And we have an example of this in the story of Sayyida Maryam alayha salam. Allah Ta'ala mentions her story and how she would pray in her mihrab. The mihrab meaning the prayer space or the sacred space dedicated to prayer and remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala mentions the story of Maryam and Zakariya and says, فَتَقَبَّلَهَا رَبُّهَا بِقَبُولٍ حَسَنٍ وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتًا حَسَنًا وَكَفَّلَهَا زَكَرِيَّا كُلَّمَا دَخَلَ عَلَيْهَا زَكَرِيَّا الْمِحْرَابَ وَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا رِزْقًا قَالَ يَا مَرْيَمُ أَنَّا لَكِ هَذَا قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So her Lord accepted her, Maryam, with a goodly acceptance and made her grow in a good manner and put her under the care of Zakariya. Every time he entered the mihrab to visit her, he found her supplied with sustenance, with rizq, with food. And he said, Ya Maryam, from where have you acquired this? She said, it is from Allah. Indeed, Allah provides sustenance to whom He wills without limit. Now, according to many of the scholars of tafsir, when Sayyida Maryam, alayhi salam, was about to give birth to Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, it was the winter time. There's no agreement on this point, but it is the position of some mufassirun. And this makes it all the more amazing if she was delivering in the winter time, because Allah Ta'ala tells her through the inspiration given to her to shake the date palm tree that she was under. She was given the inspiration to shake the date palm tree in winter. And in shaking it, fresh dates fell from the tree. What we see is that Sayyidina Maryam was dedicated to worship in her mihrab, and Allah gave her spiritual fruits and even physical fruits. For us, dear brothers and sisters, if we have some program, something we do in the winter to take advantage of the long nights and short days, we will undoubtedly obtain spiritual fruits of nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a season of contraction and withdrawal, a season of slowing down, but it is also an opportunity for us to reflect on the signs in creation and express gratitude. لِمَنْ أَرَادَ أَنْ يَذَّكَّرَ أَوْ أَرَادَ شُكُورًا. For the one who wishes to reflect, or the one who wishes to express gratitude. May Allah Ta'ala make us people of remembrance and recalling, pondering the signs of Allah, and may He make us people of shukr, people of gratitude. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to give us the spiritual fruits of this season, and give us the fruits of winter, and make these days of contraction opportunities for expansion. And may He enable us to plant the seeds of worship and devotion that sprout as beautiful fruits for us in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Zainil Mursaleen wal Akhyar wa akrama man adlama alayhi laylu wa ashraqa alayhi an-nahar. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.